You know, I think that people give Jesus way more credit than he deserves. I do. I mean, especially for the crucifixion. Especially, let me explain. People are always like, that's the thing. He died for your sins. He had nails in his fucking hands for you. For you. You know, but man, why wouldn't he want to get crucified? That was the most important thing that ever happened to him. That made him, you know? Why would he fight that? Well, I mean, he's sitting there going, let's see, I can fight this. I could stay here where everybody hates me. I'm misunderstood. There's no health care, no dental care. Everybody walks around with open sores. They're syphilitic. They're protein deficient. I can't eat one meal without getting sand in it. So I can hang out here for a little longer, or I can be martyred, go up to heaven, where all my pets are, apparently, and sit at my father's side in judgment of all mankind for the rest of eternity. I wonder what... Okay, guys, all right. Go ahead. But what do you mean you only got three nails? But I'll do my feet like this. Let's go! Come on! Less time here, more time there. In heaven. But you know what the coolest thing that Jesus ever did? You know the story about where he's at the wedding? You know, and they run out of wine, and Jesus turns the water into wine? That's cool, you know? That'd be great. I mean, you know, if you liked wine. Otherwise, it would kind of suck, you know? Out in the desert, middle of the day, trying to quench your thirst, you know, take a big old, oh, Jesus. Who did this? Was it Jesus? Yeah, we'll turn it back, all right? I got kids here. It's 103 degrees, you know? Maybe we all don't want to get a buzz on right now. Yeah. But what a hassle for Jesus, though. I mean, that's why he had so many followers. You know, they were all severe alcoholics. They were willing to follow him, just running around going, Jesus, pond Jesus. Jesus, pond, do the, come on. Ah. And what a bummer for him, you know, he's up at night trying to write his diary or whatever he does, you know, and he's in his tent and people are like partying in the next tent. He's just being hassled by those guys, you know, coming in going, hey, Jesus, sorry to disturb, just one thing, I'm hanging out with Matthew and Luke, we have done run out of wine. So if you could get to it, you know, on your own time there, just do your little dick-a-dick-a-doo. Fill that bad boy up, and so we can. And also, one more thing. I don't know if you can do this or not, but I was just wondering. I got this sage. I don't know. Okay. If you can. All right.